For centuries, the name Judas has evoked sentiments of betrayal. That's because in the Bible, Judas Iscariot sells out Jesus, leading to his crucifixion. But a Harvard student is reconsidering the concept of betrayal using Judas and Jesus as high schoolers in a new musical on stage this weekend at the university. WBUR's Quincy Walters has a story.
A tale as old as time. High schooler develops a crush and compromises their integrity for a shot at validation and love. The main character is Judas, and Jesus is the subject of desire. The name of their school, Holy High.
Denizens of Holy High, we are here to celebrate the architect of our adoration, the savior of the senior class, the hero of Holy High, Jesus Christ.
It's like High School Musical meets the rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, and I would also throw in Crazy Rich Asians. So, like, Crazy Rich Asians, like, versus Jesus Christ Superstar versus High School Musical.
That's creator Sophie Kim, a junior at Harvard who's actually never seen High School Musical, by the way. But Kim has seen Jesus Christ Superstar, which is a fun musical and all.
But it's also very kind of, like, strictly, like, adhering to, like, the Bible story of, like, Jesus is 30 and also Judas is and he dies. And, like, I wanted to kind of, like, make it more contemporary and kind of also about, like, different identities.
With Kim being a fan of underdogs, the result became Iscariot the Musical, a project Kim's been working on since 2020 that includes musical genres like EDM and folk and pop rock, while also tackling themes of race and sexuality and class and the ideas of pariahs, messiahs, and betrayals, all prismed through the context of present-day high school.
I'm calling it a heretical Gaysian love story, Gaysian being like a portmanteau of like gay and Asian. And basically it's about Judas Iscariot, and he's reimagined as this like queer Asian American high school senior in like a glitzy high school in Los Angeles.
Despite the parallels to Kim's life, growing up queer in Los Angeles and being third-generation Korean-American, Kim says the reimagining of Judas's story isn't exactly autobiographical.
It's basically him kind of trying to figure out his identity. He falls in love with Jesus, who is reimagined as a white high schooler, betrays him, falls in love with him, kind of has to like pick up the pieces and everything.
Kim says there's not a lot of options when it comes to stories of Asian people represented in the musical medium. There's basically two.
It's like Miss Saigon, it's like Madame Butterfly. Madame Butterfly's a great play. Miss Saigon.
Miss Saigon is a Broadway musical and Madame Butterfly an opera. Both are criticized for their inauthenticity and for perpetuating stereotypes. So why a musical to tell this heretical Gaysian love story? Well, Kim says it's probably one of the queerest artistic mediums.
So I really wanted to like have this huge like production that takes up a lot of space and has a really huge ensemble cast that's very diverse, in order to kind of say that like these things can exist and like should be viewed.
The mostly pan-Asian cast is an extracurricular collaboration with students from Harvard and from Berklee School of Music. Maddie Sebastian, a sophomore at Berklee, plays Judas. And even though her career is just beginning, she thinks it could be one of the most important roles she plays.
So as a queer Asian American actress myself, it is so, so hard to find roles that show who I am in something that's not a caricature or stereotype. I'm learning a lot about myself while playing this character. Watching him stand up for himself makes me want to stand up for myself as well and learn my self-worth as he does.
Somewhere along the way, you just started leaving me on red.
That's not...
Now, you started coming up with reasons why we couldn't hang out and then started acting like the last 9 months didn't happen.
At the heart of Iscariot the Musical is the idea that standing up for yourself may look like betrayal to others who aren't used to you doing that, a concept familiar to some cast members in the play who aren't able to share this project with their religious families. Kim says this musical has been an exercise in fostering community.
Just kind of creating that space where people can be like, oh yeah, I've also experienced this like experience, like I didn't know I could see it on stage, has been very like heartwarming.
Kim is hoping to bring that to a bigger audience, with eyes set on the holy grail of theater, Broadway. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.
There's a guy I think you'll like. He's so hot and we're so tight. There's a guy I think you'll know. He's the one who steals the show. I'm over Peter, bottom feeder. I dump John and that's not all. Bye-bye, see ya, Magdalena. And I'm through with Matthew. Now I've got a brand new flavor. There he is, there he is. My Lord and Savior. You don't have to ask me twice. My only vice is Jesus Christ. There's a guy I think you'll like. He's got heart and he's got height. There's a guy I think you'll know. Come on, come on, let's go. I'm over social climbing Simon. Is there anything Andrew can do? No more James, he's such a pain. And I'll be honest, I hate Thomas. Now I've got a brand new passion. There he is, he's so in fashion. You don't have to ask me twice. My only vice is Jesus Christ. He's my creed. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me when. Don't need a man. I got a man. Now I've got a brand new flavor. There he is. There he is. My Lord and Savior. Now I've got a brand new passion. There he is. There he is. He's so in fashion. You don't have to ask me twice. My only vice is Jesus Christ. My